This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleague Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine executive on top of he's the top executive at Talkers. Do you mind me calling you my colleague?
No, I like that. We are colleagues. That's probably the best description for us.
Yeah, okay.
We haven't,
I get a gold star for that then.
Yeah, colleagues. Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it is good.
Yes.
It's a
matter of fact, we should call each other our esteemed colleagues.
Yes, okay. My esteemed colleague, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. As we go through the charts for the week of January 8th to the 12th, you can find these charts published at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. It has a list of 10 people that are prominent and 10 stories that have gotten a lot of attention. So, Michael, please go through those for us so we have a clue.
Okay, and here we are as we work our way into the middle of January. At number 10, we have the Lauren and Jason Boebert incident as the world turns. At number 9...
Lots of class there.
Yeah. We have the tie between the Epstein documents and the Aaron Rodgers McAfee controversy in the sports world and sports media. At number 8, the Boeing MAX 9 troubles, and that's tied with the ETF Bitcoin approved. At number 7, Lloyd Austin's hospitalization. At number 6, Speaker Johnson under fire. At number 5, Hunter Biden contempt charge. At number 4, the Israel-Hamas war and the Russia-Ukraine war tied together. The Trump Organization civil case is at number 3. At number 2, the U.S. migrant crisis, and that's tied with the Mayorkas impeachment. And at number 1, we have the 2024 presidential race. The people on the survey, a tie at number 10, Lauren and Jason Boebert. At number 9, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Kimmel, and Pat McAfee. At number 8, Jeffrey Epstein and the one and only Bill Clinton. Lloyd Austin's at 7, Mike Johnson's at 6, Hunter Biden's at 5, and Alexandro Mayorkas is at 4, Nikki and Ron are at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1, and that's a snapshot.
Nikki and Ron.
Nikki and
Ron. You think they'd be, if it wasn't for this, do you think they'd be a romantic partnership there?
If it wasn't for this, they might be one anyway. Yeah. Who knows? It'd be a great story.
Yeah, right. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
There could be an affair going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, let's start that rumor and get, you know,
let's
all
do
kinds
it.
Of clicks and you know,
yeah.
Ratings.
That's it. Yeah. Let's get on to let's start a podcast. The Ron and
the Ron Nikki affair.
Yeah, affair. Yeah, exactly. Well. All right. So, one of the things that we talk about frequently here, and I'm going to speculate. I find myself sometimes at the end of one of the hours that we do. We do this hour, and I do an hour with the ladies that are on the Good Day program with me called the Countdown Extra. And the subject matter of the election in Taiwan is, I bet, going to be on one of the in one of the positions next week, the story list from Talkers. Let's just see. Because the election in Taiwan is this weekend, and there are a lot of signs that China is losing its grip on wanting to maintain Taiwan, because the economic news and a lot of the news coming out of China is not good this past week. As we get into the new year, their numbers for last year are not good. So I'm just speculating a little bit.
Well, they have
as
problems.
We actually. Yeah, right.
You know, it's
well,
a tough country to run.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, all these countries. Our country is not a piece of cake. Yeah, right. Exactly. Families are tough to run. Businesses are tough to run.
Absolutely.
It's just a tough time. There's too many people on the planet, and we don't know what to do with them. So here we go.
We don't know what to do with them. It's like,
no, yeah, we know what to do with ourselves. It's one of those things.
No, but it is true. It's very hard to get people to do what you want. It's very hard to organize mm-hmm. people. And especially at this point in history, it's very hard to get people even to be able to meet at the same time, even if it's Zoom. Have you noticed it's very hard?
Yesterday I had that problem with some advertisers. Yeah, I had the same problem yesterday. Yeah.
How does Tuesday at 1 work? No, I'm busy at 1. I'll be free at 3. Right. Oh, no. Well, what about Wednesday? Yeah. Wednesday, yeah, it's just insane.
At 4. Yeah,
right.
It is. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about what's going on. We each week spend an adequate amount of time, I think, talking about what's going on in the Middle East. In our companion hour, I went through a number of organizations that were run by Israelis, Palestinians, Arabs, that are helping the situation. There are at least a dozen organizations, Michael, that are in the region to help the situation. They're all nonprofits to help people that are in need, to help people get out of Gaza, to help people save their families health-wise, all these things. Women's organization, groups, religious organizations, and not one bit of attention is given to any of these. The news media is shameless in its lack of looking. I don't know, remember the old song from Monty Python, always look on the bright side of the road. There's got to be a bright side to something when it comes to these conflicts. And there is a bright side because these organizations are doing wonderful work, but not one bit of attention. You won't find anything about any of them anywhere in the news media. Not one word. So I brought that to the attention of people, and they said, yeah, but the war still goes on. Yeah, these people are not trying to end the war. They're trying to help the people who are victims of the war. So, you know, you wonder about that. Is there the same kind of organization in Ukraine? I don't know, frankly. But, you know, the Russians are all over the place with, now this week, the nuclear missiles that were moved into, Belarus, I think. And because they're so incompetent, you wonder, okay, what the heck is, why are they moving nuclear weapons over there? And so, again, speculation. If we look at all of these things, we could get really worried and never sleep.
That's true.
Right?
Maybe there's reason to be worried. Maybe people have to pay more attention to what's going on. Indifference is fertile ground for the devil's kitchen, you know. People have to pay attention, and that goes back to what you said about the news media. The news media should be covering what you said. You bring up a very good point in the horror of war, there is the heroics of the human condition, and these people that are working hard to save people without any kind of political or financial benefit should be put in the spotlight, and it's encouraging, if nothing else, and it encourages other people to think that way. Otherwise, you become extremely grim and cynical and lose all hope.
Yeah. All right, speaking of that, let's go to the first campaign going on in Iowa. Next week, I expect that you and I will be talking not generally about presidential race, but about the Iowa caucuses, how that all works. Have you ever been, do you ever cover, do you ever go to a caucus meeting?
No, never went to one. I've seen them in video, but I've never been to Iowa.
Remember, Ellen Ratner and I went to one year, and it was bizarre. In somebody's living room. I'm trying to remember who the candidates, I think it was when George Bush was running. And Mrs. Bush was there.
Which one?
George Bush the son.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was bizarre. But most people, I think, they don't understand. They think caucuses are like primaries, and they're not.
No, it's very inexact. It's a creation of the media. Mm-hmm. It's a horse race that, but there are no horses and there's no racetrack. It's something to tantalize those people in the audience who want to follow voting and the horse race. So who's going to win? Who's going to lose?
Yeah. Bets. The people in Las Vegas. You don't think, by the way, that there isn't tons, hundreds of millions of dollars being bet on the outcome of this caucus and then the next, the one in New Hampshire, whatever it is, there's millions being bet.
Now, the New Hampshire is a real election. That's a real primary.
Right.
But if you noticed, following all of these, and I don't have the stats at hand, but I could dig them up, not right now, but I'm sure that the stats will back me up on this, that the winners of the New Hampshire primary and the winners of the Iowa caucus are often not the ultimate winners.
Yeah. No, often not the winners. In fact.
As soon as they're done, they're forgotten. I mean, on to North Carolina. I mean, it's just it's clickbait. It's a reason for CNN, you know, to have a big night of coverage.
Yeah, right. CNN exclusive. Temperatures in Iowa for the caucuses next week will be below zero. Hmm. Ron DeSantis walks out onto the stage on Wednesday night and says, I don't have a top coat. I left in Tallahassee. But don't worry, they're flying it up to me. Like, there's no store, any place where you could go buy a coat?
I'm sorry. I slipped on my boots.
People were mocking him because of an awkward handshake that he gave to his wife. And I speculate, I started something, and I know you'll probably you want to discredit me for this. I think I said, you think there's an affair going on between Nikki Haley and
Ron DeSantis' wife?
What do you think? Well, that could be this. That's another one. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that could be going on. Yeah.
So, you think that I'm going to chastise you for saying that?
You chastise me for less.
I don't know. I don't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
But no, it's okay. It makes you good listening.
Must agree with Doug 80%.
Oh my God,
I've fallen below.
Speaking of agreeing, Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, who's a pretty moderate Republican,
not anymore,
and has mocked Trump as being crazy, this week pledged to support him if he becomes the party's nominee. That's the first time I've seen that happen. And more people who want to come up with a reason to vote for Trump. I went off in the talk radio review the other hour of this program talking about wanting to have a reason to vote for Trump, but I can't because he's so crazy. So we'll see where that goes. All right, 18 after, folks.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here from the Good Day program, looking at some of the comments on social media focused on some of these issues and other issues that we ply, if you will, on the Good Day program, the Good News Network. Somebody commenting on what we were both talking about a few minutes ago with regard to why all the news, it used to be the New York Times said, all the news that's fit to print.
Right.
And now, I don't even know, do they say that on the...
I don't know if they
do. Is that printed on the cover of the... Because they don't. They don't do that.
All these newspapers like to have their sayings, you know, but none of them could live up to it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The Washington Post, democracy dies when the lights are out or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I remember as a kid growing up on Long Island, Newsday said, where there is no vision, the people perish. I was trying to figure that out at 8 years old. But And Rolling Stone did a play on the Times. They did all the news that's fit. That didn't say to print, but...
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I was looking at some input from a lady who listens to this program. Her name is Dravon James, and she is happy because we talk about things that help to bring us to inner peace. And I look at the list. She's talking about the Good Day program in general, but I was thinking, I think I said this to you either on the air or off the air. Sometimes I don't remember whether we have our conversations, because we kind of go on. Our conversations keep continuing, whether we're on the air or off the air. And so I think I did say on the air how disheveling the things are that are in the story list, and how upsetting if you spent time thinking about nothing other than this stuff, you'd go bananas. There's only one thing in here. There's a couple of amusing stories, but the one thing about the at number 8 on the story list, Bitcoin having an exchange trade fund. You know what that's going to do to the value. I don't know if you ever bought any Bitcoin, but the Bitcoin has not been talked much about. And now, all of a sudden, it's back in the spotlight because the government said, okay, you can have exchange-traded funds. And already, the value of Bitcoin and the markets themselves this week, it did quite well. Some of it on the back of that news, and some of it on the back of our news here. The Chinese economy is not good, so people like that, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, you wonder, is this the best we can do for good news this week?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many people listening to this program have investments in Bitcoin, and as a result, celebrating the good news. But I do know that the markets in general, whether it's a stock market or Bitcoin or any of these things, even real estate to a certain level, which is a solid investment compared to most, that most of it is just gambling at this point, based upon emotion, based upon the news, not based upon profits, not based upon investments, not based upon real analysis of the product worth going forward. So I don't know. I wouldn't run out and buy anything that's you know, going up. Get it now before you miss out, because you know what goes up comes down, and that's always the case. I mean there's long term investments, but if you're playing it week to week and you're nervous, Nelly, you're going to lose your money.
Coming up in a few moments, we'll be discussing the Boeing Super Max 9. The 737 problems, that's number 8 also on the story list this week on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your
attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar jingle of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, been on the air for a long time, and it fits. This is, because it introduces us. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, reviewing the stories and the people. And it brings me around for a moment to talk about what you've done this week for the broadcast industry. It's also an interesting anecdotal side trip into how the system works, how the cheese is made. Michael interviews somebody on the MH interview this week that is from the biz, not somebody you would know, not a company you'd know, but it's fascinating because they produce things that we all hear every day on any radio station you listen to, right?
Yeah, the jingles, you know, it's funny. Jingles have been very, very big in the advertising world for products, and jingles have been incredibly big for years as brand identifiers for radio stations.
And the Talk Radio Countdown!
Right, and you know, all of us have secretly wished to be jingle singers.
Yes.
But that's a very, very precise and idiosyncratic art form, and it still it still exists. And on this particular show, I play a jingle from 1926. Is considered perhaps the first jingle ever put on the radio. It was a barbershop quartet singing the praises of Wheaties, the breakfast cereal that helps you go.
Breakfast? Really?
Well, go? It doesn't say that, but it does say it's health, that wheat is healthy. I know nowadays wheat is under attack.
Not for those of us who have gluten.
Yeah, no, everything's under attack. Nothing's healthy.
Right.
It's fun. Yeah. So it's mhinterview.com. The guy's name is Andreas Sanamon, and he
always
is
something good there. And it's cumulative, right? You have all of the interviews. People could spend hours going to mhinterview.com and listening to some of the things.
Seven years.
Right. Yep. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, every week heard on great radio stations like KRFD in Fleming, Colorado, and WMRD in Middletown, Connecticut. Matter of fact, you could probably listen to that where you live. You don't live that far from there. And WLIS in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. Happy to have you all on board for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review. Every week, our service to you going through the big stories of the week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. I know we have a couple of new stations this week, so I don't want to get stuck in form. I want to be stuck in substance. But sometimes people don't quite understand what it is we're doing here. Talkers has been in business for 36 years, and Michael's been doing this with me for three decades. We every week, 52 weeks out of the year, take a look at this list that's produced at the end of the week by Talkers and try to make some sense of it. A lot of these things, that's a lot of job. That's a job securing it, because there's not much sense you can make out of some of this stuff. Like the mishandling. Look at the things this week that we could say are mishandled in our list, Michael, like the migrant situation and how everybody, no matter what your stripes are, looking at this thing and thinking how this is a textbook way, you know, if you're studying management in college, this is a textbook case of mismanagement, isn't it?
To a certain degree, it is. It's also, you know, become a political football, but the fact is both the Democrats and the Republicans have mishandled it almost equally. It's gotten worse. It is, in many ways, a testament to what a beacon of attraction the United States is to other nations. I mean, I don't want to believe that everybody trying to get into this country is a terrorist bent on destroying it. I think these are people that are trying to find a better life. And I personally believe, my own opinion is that now that it is such a top issue and such a hot issue and so politically charged, that it will be solved. Whether the Republicans or the Democrats win the White House or the Congress, they will solve it.
That's optimistic. That's nice to hear.
It can be solved. It just is a matter now
of course
having the will to do it.
The will and leadership. That's kind of what it's all about. Sometimes one of the things that people like listening to us in our discussion is talk about some of the stations and what's going on various radio stations. I think we have talked about what's going on Spanish news talk stations, and we talk about the different kinds of news talk stations and whether it's a business format, financial talk, whether it's a conservative or liberal. You know, there's that kind of stuff, and then there's, you know, a lot of things that are out there that have become interesting. I find that regional talk, I thought we would spend a moment, if you wouldn't mind, talking about the difference between national talk. I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but people hear various programs, and sometimes they wonder where they come from. Some are national, like this program is, and there are other programs that are national. And then there are regional programs that are set up. You want to spend a minute talking about some of the good regional hosts or good regional programs that are heard around the country that maybe we don't talk specifically about, but there's some really good, talented folks that are just heard maybe in one corner of the country.
Well, you got a guy like Jack Heath, who is heard all across New Hampshire on the New Hampshire Network. A fellow by the name of Steve Gruber, who's heard all across the state of Michigan on the Michigan State Network. And you've got a great network in West Virginia. Actually, every major region has networks that are on 20 stations, 10 stations, 5 stations, or there are giant stations that cover entire regions with their big 50,000-watt signals that are, in fact, regional stations. The regional target, the focus, if you will, of talk radio programming does exist. You have very, very local areas that are kind of isolated, so maybe, you know, that one city doesn't deal that much with what's going on at the next nearest city 100 miles away. But it breaks down to that. And regional issues usually center around what's happening in terms of their state capitals, legislation, laws, the microcosm of things going on, crime, education, All of these things, when you look under the microscope of regionality or localness, that's where the action is. Things on the national level tend to be more broad brush abstract. So there's no end to the diversity of talk radio if you take a look and see the actual structure of it.
One of the, speaking of structure, one of the things that we do on the program, Michael does make it a point at the beginning of each hour that we visit to go through the stories numerically in the people list. But then I take the liberty to kind of bounce around here a little bit. And so I'm going to go back to that bouncing around. Number six on the story list this week is a focus on the new speaker, Mike Johnson, because a lot of the hardline Republicans are pressuring him to renege on his deal that he made this week with the Democrats because they want deeper cuts. I mean, that's a laudable, you know, that's great. We all, anybody who's got common sense, wants to cut government spending. But then there's the, how do you make a deal with the guys on the other side that don't want to? Johnson, I thought, at the end of the week, sort of surprised me because he said, well, maybe I'll consider it. So what does that do? We have, what, a week until this present budget cycle is over, and if we don't get something signed by the president, then the government shuts down. You know, this drama that continues over and over and over again seems pretty unproductive.
That's because the word compromise is now a dirty word, when in fact compromise was a glorious word. The reaching across the aisle, working for what's best for the American people, coming up with plans that are acceptable to different sides. But the state of mind right now in Washington is no compromise. That's strength. Just defeat and destroy the other side and take power. And that's a losing philosophy, and it's very hard to be the Republican Speaker of the House. But that's been obvious, but based upon the problems they have with their own party.
Of the guard, yeah. Right, exactly. All right, so one of the things coming up in a few minutes, we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our legal advisor and authority on the program, talking about Hunter Biden and his pleading not guilty in court this week. That's number five on the countdown, not guilty to charges of evading taxes and income. What a scum. Yeah, that's all. What else can you say about this guy? His father is president, and he doesn't have enough common sense to know that he's going to be a focus, and he doesn't pay his taxes. I mean, what kind of stupidity or arrogance or insolence is that? What, you don't think enough of your father to not call attention to who you are and what you're doing? What kind of a family do they have?
Well, this plays out all across America and the world, from generation to generation. The individual who built the family name, the one who did the hard work, the one who pulled himself up from nothing, usually has a different set of principles than the entitled children. Now, this is not a case all the way. It's not fair to say that as a generalization, but I have to say it because people see it. He's an entitled brat.
He is. Yes.
You know,
he grew
up with a tremendous amount of benefits. Yep. Something that maybe his father didn't. I don't know.
All right. Here's the next item here when it comes to legal stuff. Trump and the case where he, in court, interrupts the judge the last day of his trial. He insults the judge, and then he says, what about me? What about poor me? I'm getting screwed over. Is this the place for that? We'll talk about that with Steve. But what do you think when you review some of these things and hear what people are saying about him on some radio programs? Trump can do no wrong. I listen to people all the time. Trump is fabulous. He's great. I don't care what he does. I want to vote for him.
Well, he does something right to be able to function and pull stuff like that off at a time when no other human being would ever get away with it. So on some level, he knows what he's doing. I don't know whether it'll work for him and whether he's, in fact, going to be the most incredibly celebrated genius con man of all times, or he's in the twilight. You know, history's funny. You know, they talk, P.T. Barnum, a sucker's born every minute. You know, great man.
This way to egress, 5 cents. Right? So, you know that story, right?
No.
This way there were signs. You know, you didn't know that? Oh, my. So when the circus tents were put up, he would put up a sign and the sign read, "This way to the egress," and it was 5 cents. Well, egress is another word for exit. So people would pay 5 cents to get out. And that was when the term "a sucker is born every 5 seconds," that was where it came from, that experience, putting up that sign and people paying because they didn't know what an egress was.
Right. When you play into people's ignorance, it's particularly funny.
Yeah.
You know, when you lie to people by telling them the truth because you know they won't understand it and will interpret it poorly, it's like saying that you know, the stones that you have in your garden were imported from the Milky Way galaxy. You know, it's true.
Every stone comes
right, exactly. But somebody doesn't know anything about astronomy.
Buy these stones here. They're special.
Right. They come from the Milky Way galaxy.
Right. And more likely to come from the Milky Way candy bar, but people don't know that because the name of the company is Mars. All right. 48 after the hour here on the countdown. Here's this week's People List from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, also not only on the programs that we do that support the information that Talkers comes up with, but you can find them at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. So on the People List, Lauren Boebert and her husband are at number 10. Let's see, number 9, Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel. At number 8, Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. Number 7 is Lloyd Austin. Number 6 on the list, Mike Johnson. Look at all these politicians or people related to politicians. Hunter Biden is 5. Alejandro Mayorkas is 4. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis tied at 3. Donald Trump is at 2. And Joe Biden at number 1. I might argue that Donald Trump got more time this week than Joe Biden, but they're close. Anyway, that's the People List for you to consider from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Charts for the week of January 8th to the 12th. Information about the stories that have made it big this week on the typical News Talk Radio programs around the country and the People List as well. So on the story list, number 10, the incident between Lauren Boebert and her ex-husband. And number 9, the incidents with Mr. Epstein and the documents that have named names. Number 8, the problem with the Boeing 737 MAX 9. Number 7, hospitalization of Lloyd Austin. Number 6, Speaker Johnson trying to fix a problem and his colleagues not necessarily some of them liking it. Number 5, Hunter Biden, more on his contempt charges. Number 4, the war, the two wars, Israel and the Ukrainian war. The Trump civil case is 3, the migrant situation is 2, and the presidential race is number 1.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We switch our attention to some of the legal aspects of these stories that are in the top 10. So Michael steps aside. Stephen J.J. Wiseman comes in to help us understand the do's, the don'ts, the ups, the downs, the ins and the outs, you know, the good stuff and the bad stuff. All right, so is Boeing going to get sued because of all the problems with their 737 MAX? This thing is taking on a life of its own, kind of. What happens to them? Nobody was hurt, but, you know, we had that two incidents a number of years ago that grounded the planes for almost a year. So what happens in a case like this?
Well, when you say, are they going to be sued, I was immediately going to respond, does a bear poop in the woods? Although, well, I may not have said poop. So, yeah, I mean, this is, we don't do stock advice, but right now I'd be shorting the stock of Boeing. This is a huge problem. And as you brought up, this comes on the heels of a few years ago when Boeing got into trouble with the 737 MAX. And they ended up actually getting what's called a deferred prosecution settlement. And that means the Justice Department says, we've got you by the short hairs. You're going to get convicted. There were criminal violations, and there were with what Boeing had done and also hidden the problems that they had. But they clean up their act. They go on kind of a probation and make some payments, and they're good. So that happened, and the deferred prosecution is over. Now you find out it's sort of the same thing. And so both the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating them. And they're not only investigating the fact that there is the problem, but particularly with the FAA is looking to see if the plane that was made is comports with the plans that were approved by the FAA. So it could be, and here this is just conjecture, that Boeing had approved plans but didn't follow them to the detriment of the public, and we're just lucky that no one got killed. So Boeing is in a real bad situation right now, and I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. The CEO says, you know, we're going to be transparent and all, but CEOs say a lot of things.
That's right. Yeah, it's outrageous. This company has been responsible, as I'm sure you know, for the largest dollar amount of trade. They're the biggest trading partner we have in terms of corporate America with the rest of the world. More money gets spent by other countries buying planes, more, I'm talking about, in the billions and billions and billions of dollars than to buy any other product produced in America. And here we are fumbling and bumbling around because their leadership is bean. They're bean counters. The fact that you can't get that little bolt, it's horrible management as much as anything else. And so in a proud American company, it's a black eye.
Yeah, when you call them, you know, saying the problem comes down to them being bean counters, that was what killed hundreds of people with the first Boeing 737. They had made a change, and it had to do with the guidance system. There were some problems with it. But what they generally do is they train the pilots in these simulators so that they would learn how to work with that system. Instead, they just put a couple of paragraphs in their manual and gave it to the pilots. So, like you said, the bean counting. Just to save money by not having the pilots go into the simulators, they killed hundreds of people. And that, to me, is just outrageous, and I think people should have gone to prison.
Well, when you look at the circumstances, specific circumstances, both planes that crashed had only been in the air for a month or two, and they were brand new. The pilots, as you said, were not trained, and they'd never flown Boeing planes before. They weren't familiar with the 737. I fly American all the time, and I talk to pilots. They said, we knew there was a problem. We just know how to fix it. We know how to adjust to it in the air. There's no problem for us. But these guys who were inexperienced pilots, they didn't know from nothing on how to do this. All right. Lauren and Jason Boebert, what's that going to be like in court?
I think I may be watching that. I mean, you know, generally speaking, it's a sideshow. And, you know, you see in divorces the accusations against each. And each one has made serious accusations against the other. It'll eventually settle. But this one's just, there's a lot of smoke there, but it really isn't something that should be more than that.
Right. Theater management. 101.
Yeah.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.